first story we want to talk about today was a rather amazing announcement from Dow Chemical Corporation. If we could hear the quote from a Dow spokesman.
Well, joining us live from Paris now is Jude Finisterre. He's a spokesman for Dow Chemicals, which took over Union Carbide. Good morning to you. A day of commemoration in Bhopal. Do you now accept responsibility for what happened?
Steve, yes. Today is a great day for all of us at Dow, and I think for millions of people around the world as well. It's 20 years since the disaster, and today I'm very, very happy to announce that for the first time, Dow is accepting full responsibility for the Bhopal catastrophe. We have a $12 billion plan to finally, at long last, fully compensate the victims, including the 120,000 who may need medical care for their entire lives, and to fully and swiftly remediate the Bhopal plant site. Now, when we acquired Union Carbide 3 years ago, we knew what we were getting, and it's worth $12 billion. $12 billion. We have resolved to liquidate Union Carbide, this nightmare for the world and this headache for Dow, and use the $12 billion to provide more than $500 per victim, which is all that they've seen, a maximum of just about $500 per victim. It is not plenty good for an Indian, as one of our spokespersons unfortunately said a couple of years ago. In fact, it pays for 1 year of medical care. We will adequately compensate the victims. Furthermore, we will perform a full and complete remediation of the Bhopal site, which, as you mentioned, has not been cleaned up. When Union Carbide abandoned the site 20 years ago, or 16 years ago, they left tons of toxic waste, which continues. The site continues to be used as a playground by children. Water continues to be drunk from the groundwater underneath. It's a mess, Steve. And
it's a mess, certainly, Jude. That's good news that you have finally accepted responsibility. Some people would say too late. It's 3 years, yes, almost 4 years on. How soon is your money going to make a difference to the people in Bhopal?
Well, as soon as we can get it to them, Steve. We've begun the process of liquidating Union Carbide. This is, as you mentioned, late, but it's the only thing we can do. When we acquired Union Carbide, we did settle their liabilities in the United States immediately. And we are now, 3 years later, prepared to do the same in India. We should have done it 3 years ago. We are doing it now. I would say that it's better late than never. And I would also like to say that this is no small matter, Steve. This is the first time in history that a publicly owned company of anything near the size of Dow has performed an action which is significantly against its bottom line simply because it's the right thing to do. And our shareholders may take a bit of a hit, Steve, but I think that if they're anything like me, they will be ecstatic to be part of such a historic occasion of doing right by those that we've wronged.
And does this mean you will also cooperate in any future legal actions in India or the USA?
Absolutely, Steve. One of our non-financial commitments is to press the United States government to finally extradite Warren Anderson, who fled India after being arrested in 1984. He posted $2,000 bail on multiple homicide charges and fled India promptly. We are going to press the United States government to extradite Mr. Anderson, who's living in Long Island, to India to finally face the charges. And I believe they may be lenient. We're also going to engage in unprecedented transparency. We're going to release, finally, the full composition of the chemicals and the studies that were performed by Union Carbide shortly after the catastrophe. This information has never been released, Steve, and it's time for it to be released in case any of that information can be of use to medical professionals. And finally, we're going to fund research, any interest interested researcher can contact Dow's Ethics and Compliance Office. We are going to fund with no strings attached research into the safety of any Dow product whose safety many competent scientists have raised significant doubts about many Dow products, and we do not want to be a company that sells products that may have long-term negative effects on the world. This is a momentous occasion, and our new CEO, Andrew Lavaris, who's been our CEO for just a month, less than a month, has decided to take Dow in this unprecedented direction.
Jude, we will leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
So that was Jude Finisterra on the BBC World Service on Friday, representing Dow Corporation in making an announcement in connection with the 20th anniversary of the Bhopal disaster that was perpetrated by Union Carbide Corporation and people in India 20 years ago in 1984.
Yeah. So, that was an astonishing announcement for a major privately held a publicly held corporation to make. In fact, it was almost too good to be true. In fact, it was too good to be true. it's a hoax that was carried out by a group called the Yes Men, and that interview was with a guy named Jude Finisterra, who actually doesn't exist. It's a made-up name. Jude is the patron saint of impossible causes, and Finisterra means the end of the earth. So it was a brilliant hoax, and he carried it out so perfectly that he completely, that it seemed completely plausible, except for what he was saying
was completely
implausible. But the tone of voice and the way it was presented was so brilliantly done.
So, in fact, the BBC aired this twice on Friday, apparently, before the hoax was exposed.
Yeah.
And they incredibly plausible, as was their description of this guy.
But I guess Dow Chemical lost, took a big hit in their stock price right after the announcement, but then it went back up again after it was announced that it was a hoax. So it really proves the correlation between the anti-correlation between doing good and the stock price.
Yeah, how dare they pay out money for the victims of the catastrophe that happened in Bhopal 20 years ago.
But it was also so well done the way he brought up all of the points about what they hadn't done by emphasizing what they were going to do now. By listing the things they were going to do, it also shined a very bright light on the things that they hadn't done. They hadn't released the composition of the chemicals. They haven't cleaned up the site. They haven't given money to the victims except for the $500, which was
enough for an Indian. Which is incredible thing to say. Incredible thing to say. So it was very funny that the Jude Finisterra pointed out that this was the remark that their spokesperson had made a few years ago. it's really quite a wonderful bit of theater, political theater for a good purpose.
It makes me wonder what else the Yes Men have been up to, whether they've had any more hoaxes of this type with the news media. It's unfortunate that it was on a BBC as opposed to some of our other more corporate-friendly networks, which would have been even better.
I know. It's a pity that it was BBC that was victimized, right? Too bad it wasn't on Fox News.
Yeah. Not that Fox News would publish such a story in the first
place. Wouldn't have covered such a thing at all. Right, exactly. So, unfortunately, BBC ends up with egg on its face once again. Last summer, we know from there was the eventual finding about their treatment of the BBC reporter who reported on the morning news about the fraud underlying the Iraq invasion.
Yes.
Which they eventually were roundly
criticized
for.
And the CEO or the chairman had to resign as a result of that.
So forth. Yeah. So here they are getting stuck again. But still, I have to admit, it's really a brilliant bit of theater that they pulled off beautifully.
Yeah.
And well enough that they fooled them into airing this twice.
Yeah. So this was covered by Democracy Now! As well, and there's a link on our leftout.info webpage. If you want to get more information about the whole thing, go to that link. This is Left Out on WRCT. Their phone number is 412-621-9728 if you want to give us a call.
And it occurs to me to mention with respect to this, it may be with 20 years ago, there may be a number of listeners, particularly on campus, who either don't or certainly don't remember and may not even know about the catastrophe in Bhopal. So it might be worthwhile to recall briefly what happened in 1984.
Yeah.
So in 84, for reasons that are still a little bit mysterious, something went wrong at a chemical plant in Bhopal in India.
It was a pesticide plant.
A pesticide plant in India. And the exact nature of what happened is not totally clear because they haven't been forthcoming about what exactly caused it. But due to some sort of disaster, 7,000 people were killed by a release of a large amount of some sort of chemical. And apparently, subsequently to the initial catastrophe of 7,000 people dying, 15,000 people lost their lives a little bit later, and as many as 100,000 people are still suffering the consequences of this. All I remember about it was that essentially this entire town was bathed in these chemicals in the air.
It happened in the middle of the night, so people were sleeping and they didn't know until they couldn't get out.
And this was at the time owned by Union Carbide, and Union Carbide was subsequently bought out by Dow Chemical. So that's why it was a Dow Chemical spokesman, so to speak, who was on the air on BBC on Friday to kind of point out something about this whole story. And the only thing that has happened, is $500 per was paid out per victim. And so it's really quite shocking. And I think many people now don't remember even those who do remember say, oh, yeah, I've forgotten all about that. I
mean, well, that's another reason why the
7,000 people were killed as a result of that. I remember it quite well, and it's quite surprising to think that it was 20 years ago already today that happened.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So later in the program, we're going to be having, if things go well, we're going to be having a couple of guests to talk with us about the election in Ohio. I mean, what happened in the election and what's going on right now in the follow-up and the hearings and things that are happening in Ohio about the election. That'll be a little later in the show. We have a couple of other topics. Should we do a musical break or should we start talking about...
We can take a short break and we'll come back. We'd like to talk about the Social Security, what is happening with the Bush administration and the Social Security system. And listeners are as ever welcome to call at 268-9728 or send us mail to bob@leftout.info.